The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod.
November.
The Logbook.com's Escape Pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1961, NASA launched the unmanned lunar probe Ranger 2, designed to send back pictures until it crashed into the surface of the moon. Ranger 2 never made it out of Earth orbit, thanks to a faulty booster. Push-button phones started to replace rotary phones on this day in 1963. Astronaut Alan B. Shepard, the first American in space, was born today in 1923. Writer Alan Dean Foster was born in 1946. Alien Nation star Eric Pierpont was born in 1950. Doctor Who showrunner Stephen Moffat was born in 1961. Physicist Niels Bohr died in 1962. And composer Michael Kamen, whose music graced the first two Die Hard movies, died today in 2003. In 1982, the American makers of Pac-Man had had it. Pac-Man Plus was an official conversion kit offered to arcade owners on this day in 82, but in addition to adding such bonus items as hamburgers and Coke cans to the game, it was offered in exchange for any bootleg enhancements the arcade owners had bought in the hopes that the evidence would allow Midway to find and prosecute the makers of the illegal add-ons. In 1983, Activision turned your Atari 2600 into the Space Shuttle. Space Shuttle, A Journey into Space, was a shuttle flight simulator that tried to mimic the complexity of the shuttle by using such control switches as the black and white color switch and the select switches for in-game functions. In 1991, time was of the essence aboard the Enterprise.
Well, would you look at this? Who would have expected a teary farewell?
I'm afraid we're going to have to take a look inside your vessel.
You can't be serious, Picard. We've been through this more than once.
A number of objects have been discovered missing in the last 2 days, and if they're in your possession, then we would like them returned.
I'm not here in search of relics. I'm sure they'll turn up.
If you will not open the vessel, I will, with explosives, if necessary.
I doubt you have the means.
If we don't get in that thing, I guarantee you don't either.
Considering the sensitive nature of my equipment, I think you'll understand if I request that only Mr. Data be allowed to see it.
Because if I order Mr. Data never to divulge what he sees in there, he won't. With the exception of anything that might belong to us.
Max Headroom's Matt Frewer guest starred as a con man in a stolen time machine on Star Trek The Next Generation. In 1998, Star Trek Voyager celebrated 100 episodes by crashing hard.
Slipstream is collapsing. Full power to the deflector.
No effect.
Our hull is buckling.
Shields at maximum, hold us steady, Tom.
It's no use. We're losing attitude control. Inertial dampers offline.
What about the Delta Flyer?
There is no sign of them. They must have remained in the slipstream.
We're just a few parsecs from the Alpha Quadrant.
Not exactly how I wanted to cross the finish line.
Hull breach on decks 5 through 10. We're losing life support. If we don't land the ship, we're risking structural collapse.
I'm reading a planet 9 million kilometers ahead. It's Class L.
Do it.
And in 2005, we got an extra look at Doctor Who's new star, all for a good cause.
What do I look like? No, don't tell me.
Let's see, 2 legs, 2 arms, 2 hands.
Slight weakness in the dorsal tubercle.
Hair! I'm not bald!
Ooh, ooh, B.
big hair.
Sideburns. I've got sideburns.
Oh, really bad skin.
A little bit thinner. That's weird. Give me time. I'll get used to it.
I have got a mole. I can feel it. Between my shoulder blades, there's a mole. That's all right. Love the mole. Go on then, tell me. What do you think?
Who are you?
I'm the doctor.
Where is he? Where's the doctor? What have you done to him?
You saw me. I changed. Right in front of you.
I saw him sort of explode and then you replaced him like a teleport or a transmit or a body swap or something.
Taking place entirely in the TARDIS, this charity skit gave fans their first real look at the new Doctor, David Tennant. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 1 is available now, thelogbook.com's 396-page guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, cross-referencing old episodes and new, and catching you up on the mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.